The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This, our 10th episode, That I Should Bear Witness Unto the Truth, details the betrayal and trial of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Up from prayer and was come unto the disciples the third time, again he found them sleeping.
Peter, James, John, it is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Who is coming?
Judas?
With the priests and the elders.
But they're armed with swords.
Which one is he, Judas?
Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same as he. Hold him fast. Jesus, hail, Master.
Judas, wherefore art thou come? Friend, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Whom seek ye?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he.
We seek Jesus, the man of Nazareth.
I have said, I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way.
Judas, he is the one, is he not?
Yes, Malchus.
Hold that man, the one next to Iscariot. Follow back the same path that led us here.
No! Stand away!
Simon, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?
No, do not touch me! My ear, it's whole.
Be ye come out, as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness.
Take him away and do it quickly.
He said that he was able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days.
And I heard him speak those same words.
Yes, yes. Others did as well. What is it which these witness against thee, Jesus of Galilee? Answerest thou nothing? Then I will ask thee another question. Tell us of thy doctrine.
I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why ask me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. They know what I have said.
Answerest the high priest so?
If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?
Let him be. I will put thee a higher question, and answer me. Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Silence from one who spoke so much. I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.
I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
Blasphemy!
He is guilty of death!
There is the answer. What need we further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye?
He speaks blasphemy and is guilty.
Blasphemy testifies against him.
Blindfold him. Then we will see how prophetic the man is.
Prophesy. Who is it that smote thee?
If thou art the Son of God, tell me my name.
Hold him here. Take him to the judgment hall and present him to Pilate. Pilate must know of the potential rebellion this Galilean will incite among the people.
I will see to it.
Peter, we must go no further. We are in danger in this hall where the people may recognize us.
I will wait by the fire and warm myself. I can see the Master from here.
Remember what he said to you.
Yes, John. Since the words left his mouth, I have thought of little else. It is indeed a dark night.
Peter, he said to us, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me. I fear I do not wish to know the meaning of those words.
Malchus, two of them are by the fire, disciples of Jesus. Watch them. If any begin to question their identity, go and do the same. Malchus, are you with us or against us?
I cannot deny that my ear was healed, but I will stay and watch.
Peter, the man who was with Judas, the servant of the high priest, he stands by the wall there, and he is watching us.
Where?
No, turn away. He must not see you.
The one named Malchus?
Yes, the one that Jesus healed.
He was dark in Gethsemane. Perhaps he will not recognize me.
By the torchlight I saw his face. He looked into your eyes as you swung the sword down on him.
It is a cold night.
Yes, it is.
The fire is... Ah, thou art one of them who was with the man Jesus.
Woman, I know him not.
I am not mistaken. I saw thee among his followers.
There may be some whose appearance is like mine, but...
Yes, yes, of a truth. This fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean.
No, sir, I am not. But thy speech betrayeth thee, for we hear that thou art a Galilean in the manner of thy speaking.
Peter, Malchus comes. We must leave here.
No, I will stay and watch.
Did I not see thee in the garden with Jesus, who is now before the high priest?
Man, I know not what thou sayest. I know not this man of whom ye speak.
Peter, come now.
John, it is as he said. I have done it. Look at him. See how he gazes on me? It is a bitter thing I've done.
Peter, everything that he said unto us is coming to pass. Every word that he prophesied. Remember when we were in the way coming here to Jerusalem, he foretold that he would be delivered to the Jews
and that they would condemn him, and that he would be delivered to the Gentiles. It is all as he said. Come, we must find Mary Magdalene and Jesus' mother. They must be warned.
Caiaphas, the man Peter, the fisherman who was with Jesus, has denied knowing him and has fled the hall where the fire is kindled. I think there will be no trouble again from him or the other followers of the Galilean prophet.
Very well.
But ye have heard the witnesses against Jesus. They do not agree together. There is nothing for which he is worthy of death.
Leave me to address the man. We will see what comes of it. Be certain that Iscariot has paid the 30 pieces we promised him. He did what he covenanted.
He has been paid, Caiaphas. Shortly after the prisoner was delivered to us.
Make way! Where is he? Here is your money. All the silver coins. They're yours. I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood.
And what is that to us? See ye to that.
I will not keep it. Take it back.
What is done is done.
I said I will not keep it.
It is not lawful for us to put the money in the treasury, for it is the price of blood. Gather it, and take counsel among the brethren as to how it will be used. I will go in with the scribes and elders.
I am certain we will find a use for it.
Not enter the judgment hall, lest we should be defiled before the Passover.
We will go no further. Word has been sent to Pilate. His officers know we are here. See to the chains on the prisoner. Be certain they hold him.
Yes.
And remove his blindfold when the guards come.
Pilate, they await you outside, my lord. The Jews sent from Caiaphas. With one Jesus of Nazareth who is accused of forbidding his people to give tribute to Caesar.
Do they know the hour? What accusations bring ye against this man?
If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto you.
That does not answer my question. I see that ye have brought him to me. But take him, and judge him according to your own law.
It is not lawful for us to put any man to death.
But indeed you will beat him, and wound him, will you not?
As is permitted by our laws.
I see. Septimus, take him from them, and bring him to me in the hall.
Yes, my lord.
Guards, take him into the hall.
The prophet of Nazareth, I have heard much of thy deeds, the miracles, the healings, the possible anarchy. Art thou the king of the Jews?
Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?
Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?
My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
Art thou a king, then?
Thou sayest that I am a king.
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
What is truth? Keep him here and guard him. Septimus, come with me. Septimus, the man is from Galilee. That is not my jurisdiction. It is Herod's.
Herod is here in Jerusalem, my lord. The Galilean could be sent to him.
Precisely. Away with him to Herod. I do not want this man on my hands.
Well, well, well. The proclaimed prophet of Nazareth stands before me. It appears Pilate wanted nothing to do with thee. What is his crime?
He preaches that he is the king of the Jews. Yet Caesar is our king.
Is that true, Jesus of Galilee? Dost thou preach against Caesar? Thou answerest nothing.
And he forbids the people to pay tribute to Caesar. And he claims to be the Messiah who will reign over the entire earth.
It is treason.
Enough. Let him speak. Oh, a quiet man. I will tell thee this, Jesus of Galilee, be thou a prophet or no. I have desired to see thee for a long season, and yet such has never come to pass. But I have heard of the miracles and the throngs that follow thee. Perhaps thou wilt teach me how to manipulate the unlearned public, that I might have followers such as thou. Show me a miracle. I would like to see one. Perhaps a small one. Water to wine. Ooh, that would be a splendid gift for us.
Would it not?
My leg hurts. Heal it.
In my head.
And thou speakest not unto us? Silence is a sign of guilt. Knowest thou that?
He claims to prophesy.
And when he entered Jerusalem, followed by his disciples, he stated that if the people ceased to praise him, then would the stones cry out his praises.
Art thou a prophet, then? Tell me, what will befall Rome? What frightful diseases will curse us in the years to come? Another false prophet in our midst, or yet a false king. But a king must wear a robe. Fetch me the robe from my chair there, quickly.
Here it is, my lord.
Put it about his shoulders. It is his. Behold, a Jewish king come to usurp our
rights. How regal he looks as he stands there.
It appears the man Jesus has been struck dumb. He says not a word. Such disregard for authority, for one who could save thy life. Let him wear his kingly robe and send him back to Pilate. I want nothing to do with the man.
Look over the balcony, Septimus. What do you see?
When they delivered him to us, there were but a handful.
And now they gather like vultures. So, Herod has returned the man of Galilee to us again. And once more, he is our charge.
such are the privileges of office.
Listen to me! Ye have brought this man unto me as one who perverted the people. But I have found no fault in him, touching the things whereof ye accuse him. I will therefore chastise him and release him.
We have a custom that at Passover ye shall release unto us one of our choosing.
I know the custom. Therefore, will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
No, not this man, but Barabbas.
Barabbas?
Sir, Barabbas was convicted of sedition and murder. He is a prisoner.
I know.
What will ye then that I shall do unto him, whom ye call the king of the Jews?
Crucify him!
Put him to death!
Take him to be crucified!
Why? What evil hath he done?
Crucify him!
Let him be crucified!
Crucify him with the thieves!
He maketh himself a king!
Septimus, come with me. This is strange indeed. We can tolerate no uprising. We can ill afford to lose soldiers, and I want no report to Rome of rebellion among the Jews.
Then we put Jesus in prison and hold him as Herod did the Baptist.
No. No, they want blood. We will deliver the man Jesus to be scourged.
He has done no fault, sir. Thou hast said the same.
But if I do nothing, what are the consequences then? He is one man among many, and it is my task to keep the peace in this forsaken place.
Is that thy choice, the scourging?
It is.
Very well.
Guard, lead him away into Praetorium. Scourge him. 40-1. Keep him alive.
Yes, sir. Take him to Praetorium.
Seven. 38. 39. That is enough. Cut him down. Lay the robe on him again and put a reed in his hand. Look, he is a king. We've made him a king with a purple robe. Hail, King of the Jews.
And a king must wear a crown. Perfect crafting of thorns.
Set it on his head and push it in place. Now it will not fall off.
Let him be now. I will report to Septimus. He is scourged and he is alive.
Barely.
Bring him.
The deed is done. The Galilean is scourged and is being brought behind us. He can be presented to the people.
Very well. Stand him at the balcony.
I bring him forth unto you, that ye may see that I find no fault in him.
Stand him up and push him forward.
Behold the man! Behold the man! He has been punished, and now I will release him unto you.
No, not this man.
Release Barabbas.
Free Barabbas.
We want Barabbas released.
You wish me to release one who is a murderer in the place of this man?
Crucify him.
Crucify him.
Away with him.
Let him be crucified.
Then take ye him and crucify him. For I find no fault in him.
By our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.
Septimus, what do they mean by that?
It is a rumor among the believers that he is the Son of their God, but I know little of the same.
If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend.
Whosoever maketh himself a king
speaketh against Caesar.
Behold your king, the king of the Jews.
No, not this man. Away with him. Crucify him.
Take him to Golgotha.
We have no king but Caesar.
Sir, Pilate's wife is in the hallway. She seems unwell.
Keep her away from him.
Tell her to await me there. I cannot see her now. Bring the man Jesus to me inside the hall.
Stand away from him.
Sir, he hasn't the strength to stand on his own.
He will find the strength. Let him be. See, he can stand. Back away from him. The king of the Jews, the son of God, whence art thou? Whence art thou? Speakest thou not to me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee or to release thee?
Thou couldst have no power against me at all, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.
Septimus, sir, his wife is in the hall. She pleads to see him.
Very well. My lord, thy wife, she is insistent.
What is it?
Pontius, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him.
A dream? But thou hast seen that I can prevail nothing. Listen to them outside. If Rome hears of another tumult, I lose my place and nation, if not my head.
Please, if thou hast ever listened to me, no good will come of this. I feel it.
More is at stake here than the life of one man, or your dreams and feelings.
My lord, the guards are struggling to hold the people back.
I know what they want. I can hear them. Guard, bring me a basin of water and a towel to the balcony. Quickly! Lead the Galilean to where the people can see him.
Silence! Silence! If ye will crucify your king, so be it!
Release unto them the prisoner Barabbas. Pour the water into the basin, quickly. Hold it up where they can see it, fast.
I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to his death.
His blood be upon us and our children.
Septimus, come with me. He is thine, Septimus. Look at him over there. He has no flesh on his back, yet he stands regal as an emperor. To Calvary with him. See to his crucifixion.
Yes, my lord.
Guard, take the purple robe off of him and put on him his own garments. Then lead him to Golgotha.
Yes, sir. But the crossbeam, who shall bear it for him?
He shall carry it himself. The two other malefactors who were condemned earlier will go with him. Guard them all from the people.
This concludes the 10th episode in a series of radio dramas titled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode, He is Risen.